It's Thursday, August 10th. You know what's time for. Put the kids to bed and go hunting for some dinner, because by golly, it's time. It's game day. Let's go, Brownies. And here it is, Tim and Tim's podcast.
Yeah!
Oh my God, it seems like forever. And here it is. It's time to open up the doors, let the fans in, let the tailgating begin, and by golly, let's play some football.
So it's here. It's here. It's here. So, let's talk about it. I'm Tim Jr.
And I'm Tim Sr.
And this is our TNT podcast. We've been promising you guys some news and updates. And
we dropped the ball.
We dropped the ball. We're sorry. Things happen. Things happen. But we're here now, pregame podcast, going up against the Saints at our home field.
Home field.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? So let's talk about the game. Let's talk about our predictions, okay? So what do you predict in this game? What do you predict the final score to be? Let's start with that.
Well, the final score, of course, everybody says, it's preseason. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing.
It means something.
It means something when you go 0-4 in last year's preseason.
Okay, we don't want that.
So I want a W. What's so wrong with wanting a W? If we get any W, can we get the opener?
Let's get the opener. We're excited to see this new team and everything. We've been waiting for this.
I know it seems like it's a new team. It does. It really does. I think they opened new doors and closed old ones, and I believe this is going to be better than a lot of people predict.
I mean, people are, you know, we were talking about this earlier. People are automatically thinking to last year. We were terrible. We know that. We get it. We get it. But this is not last year.
Yeah.
This is this year. We got a whole new arsenal, and we can use this ammunition that we got. So, like I said before, what do you think the final's going to be tonight?
I think we win tonight.
You think we win?
I do.
You know, I want a W so bad, and I think we're going to win tonight too. Just because of all the new fresh talent we got going on. Got Myles Garrett. We got the depth chart here. We got Myles Garrett. We got Jabril Peppers out there. We're going to have Larry Ogunjobi. DeShone Kizer's going to be out there. We get to see a bunch of our whole quarterback line. We get to see Osweiler, Kessler, Kizer, and then Hogan. And I'm excited to see what they have to do as well. You know, we get to see the whole team come together and just play the game. Bad news in, you know, to what, the depth, bad news in the depth chart.
Yeah.
David Njoku will not be playing in today's game.
Will not.
He got hurt in that scrimmage match.
Yeah.
Didn't he tweaked his back a little bit. He won't be playing. We don't know if we'll even see him during any of these four preseason games. But we hope to see him come back this season.
Definitely hope to see him. He's got to play one or two.
I mean, we were looking so forward to seeing him, but we have to be safe. We get it. Hopefully he'll return here within the next game or two, or at least by regular season. But we're just so excited to see all these new players get out there on the field. What do we need to watch for during the game?
Well, you want to keep everybody healthy, man. I say watch for, you want to see some players shine. You know, you want to see last year's remaining players. You want to see them, you know, even better. You want to see them shine. And there's a lot of rookies on this team, and the veterans better watch out, man. I believe that some of these guys. Some of these rookies could start with no problem whatsoever.
No problem whatsoever. And, you know, I would be so comfortable with them starting.
Oh, no problem. I mean, no, I have no problem. We win ball games. I don't care who we start.
Yeah.
You know, I want a damn winning team on the field.
So, let's talk about Osweiler and everything. Everybody is really happy that Osweiler is in the starting position. How do you feel?
I feel good about it. I think he's starting because he is a kind of a vet. I mean, not taking away anything from Cody. I mean, but he's only a 2-year guy, you know. And he's not even a 2-year guy because he hasn't played 2 years.
Yeah, he's a 1-year guy.
Really?
He did a lot of stuff for us when we needed him. You know, and we can respect that. However, Osweiler does have a bit of a winning record.
Yeah. You'll get a good dose tonight of Cody. And then, you know, the Rook. A lot of people are interested in seeing him. Too bad he don't get to play with third-teamers. We'll see him in the third-stringers. Too bad he doesn't play with first-teamers. We'll see him in third-teamers. But, everybody wants to see what he'll do. And I'm curious as I'll get out.
I'm really excited to see what he has to do. And, let's see. Matt Days. We're going to be seeing Matt Days today also in the running back position come the third. So, how do you feel about that? Because first we got Crowell, we got Duke, and then we're going to see this Matt Days. And I'm kind of excited to see him.
Now, is that who we drafted in the late round there? I don't think it's him, is it?
No, man, that's...
Where's that kid at? We got in the third round, or...
Or did we? Or did we? Man, I'm forgetting all this stuff. It's just been, it's been too much. However, Hang on, we're pulling it up now. Matt Days.
North Carolina State. He's a rook.
He is a rook. So, yeah, I guess we did.
Sure.
Was he the one that we drafted? I guess so.
Pull up draft picks.
Draft picks.
Because.
Sorry for all the confusion.
Yeah, we just had to check on a minor thing. Yeah, Matt Days we got from NC State. I thought we got a different running back.
I totally forgot.
You know, this stuff seemed like it happened so far away, long ago, but it's not April. Ain't too
bad. It's just been too much. Round 7, pick 34, we got Matt Days from North Carolina State. So... I'm really excited to see him, though, because I heard a lot of talk about him earlier in the, last month, back in July, on Instagram and everything. So I'm excited to see him. I want to see Corey Coleman do some stuff.
Yeah, I definitely want to see the receivers do something.
Let's see the receivers do something.
Let's see that revamped line do some blocking. Maybe we can open up some holes, man.
Yeah, that would be nice. And Corey is going to be on the first team, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely first team. He's definitely him and Kenny Britt.
Yep.
I'm hoping good things about Kenny Britt.
Yeah. We there's just so many, there's so many players on here that we're just excited to see back, and we're excited to see play. I don't know. I feel really good about this game. I feel like, we're going to do a lot of good things about this game. And, I don't think we should be so nervous. We're obviously going to be shaky. We're going to be shaky a bit, but I think we're going to be able to move past it and hopefully, win the game. But looking at New Orleans' point of view, does it look like they have the upper hand?
Well, they've been great offense. I think they had the best offense last year, but, they're revamping their team,
I mean, we're not the only ones.
No.
Not the only one. We need the most progress.
Yeah.
But I think we're doing, good in that field. I feel like we're going to be able to do something,
I think you're right.
So, we're really excited to see what's going to happen in this game. Remember, it's coming on at 8 o'clock. So, be prepared. However you need to watch it. Listen to it. It's coming on. Like I asked you before, a little bit earlier in the podcast, what do you predict the final to be? If you can choose a point range, what do you think that final will be?
I don't think it'll be a high-scoring game. I think defense will be there. I'm going to say Brownies win maybe by a field goal, 21-17,
24-20. You mean
24-21? Yeah.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I can see it. I do see it not being that high of a scoring game. I really don't. I see it in the 20s.
And I want, we got the new kicker, man. I guess he might see some action. So Wow, you know, what a last-second field goal by the new kid. That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome. You know? There's, I mean, this game can go in so many different ways.
All different ways.
But, you know, we're hoping for a win. We're hoping for a win. We need the hope, okay? Not only does the team need the hope, the fans need the hope.
Fans need hope.
And last year, the hope was drained. Hope was lost.
The hope was lost. It wasn't there.
It wasn't there. But we don't give up. We don't care.
Just don't quit.
We don't care about last year. We care about what's happening
now. That's right. We need everybody, all the critics, lose last year. Last year is gone. We don't need last year no more. Last year is last year. It's this year. Right now is game day. We got to worry about what's going on, and we got to worry about going forward. I'm going backward about last year.
Last year was just, you know, it was an upset. We were expecting a lot, and we didn't get it. That's what happened. We're moving on. This year, we had a great time in the draft. I feel like we're going to have a great preseason. I have so much hope for this team, and they need to carry that. The fans need the hope just as much as they do. If we're going to win anything and we're going to have a good fan base going on, that's what we need. We need hope. And winning tonight, even though it's a preseason game, that will give us at least something to hold on to.
Thank you.
So, let's see what happens tonight against the Saints. I would love a W. Let's make that happen. Now, out of all the rookies that's going to be playing tonight, which one is just going to shine above everybody else?
Number 95, Tim. I think he's going to shine.
Number 95.
I think this guy is a caged beast.
Take a look. If you have not already, which I'm sure most of you already have, take a look at some of these training camp videos.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
The scrimmage, I mean, he was plowing.
I mean, he's...
You got a couple sacks in the scrimmage game.
Yeah. Let's do some of that tonight. I can't wait to see him out there.
Say, hey, Mr. Breeze, there's a new sheriff in town. His name's Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett. I can't wait to see him. Now, I'm surprised that Larry Ogunjobi is in the third team.
Yeah, that is surprising. I guess just the rookie status.
I don't know.
You know, I guess like on every player, he's got to work. He's got to work hard.
I mean, that's...
I was surprised about that Caleb Brantley. I thought he'd be up there more.
I did, too. We had so much hope for Caleb Brantley.
Especially stealing him like we did.
Yeah, you know? Well, we fought for him. We did fight for him.
Yeah, we fought for him. We stole him. All I can say, I'm not sure. They must be having bad camps. That's all I can think of.
It's either that or, you know, they're trying to pair, you know, the teams as much as they can to, like, you know, I guess progress? Other players, that's the only two things I can think of. I don't know why he's put all the way into the 14. I don't, but there's a reason.
Yeah.
There's a reason. But we all knew that Myles Garrett was going to be starting off in the defense.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see him play. It's going to be great. So, out of all the... I know we talked about quarterbacks a little bit earlier. Out of all the quarterbacks, though, okay, which one will do the best?
Good question. What do you think? You answer that first.
I believe in DeShone Kizer. Why? Because I heard he did such amazing things in training camp.
I hear he's a worker, man.
I hear that, you know, him and Hugh Jackson worked together. Many of times after practice.
He was like first to get there, last to leave.
Just one of the hardest workers out there.
Just always in the ear of the coach.
He listens. That's one of the things. He listens.
He definitely seems like a player that wants to take it further, like, you know, like a lot of these kids should. But a lot of these kids then dropped into these paychecks and they... Seems like some of them don't even care anymore.
With him, though, it's a thing where he knows that this team has went through a lot of harsh years, a lot of harsh torment, and he wants to change that. Now, we did read, God, where was it? CNN? It wasn't CNN. It was one of the news articles online that DeShone Kizer has just as much of a chance as being a starter come the regular season. You know, just because of how hard he works.
And a lot of, there's a couple people's critics saying, yeah, they he could pretty well start the season with, you know, with him.
Why not? Why don't we? We need a fresh quarterback. We need a fresh face to be the face of our team.
But if you're going to do that, wouldn't you go ahead and start him against first teamers?
Yeah, I would.
So what do you think? You know, if he looks pretty good tonight and the next one, game three, which is a very crucial game in the preseason world, start him game three. See what the hell he's got.
I mean, what's the harm? There's no harm.
There ain't no harm.
Just do it. We all know what Cody can do. He needs some work.
Cody's got a great accuracy level.
Great accuracy.
But he's not a downfield passer.
He's not. Throwing long is just not his forte.
He doesn't want to.
He doesn't want. I don't blame him. I really don't blame him. Yeah. But he did not have that line that he did.
Yeah.
You know,
you got a point there. He didn't have that line.
So, yeah, I'm sure he was scared shitless.
It's hard to throw the ball when you're looking at the ground laying on your belly.
Yeah, it's really hard. It's really hard. Stats show that's really hard. It's hard.
Stats really show. So this line, and we got to touch on this. I mean, look at all these new faces on this line, man. Of course, you got the old vet and future Hall of Famer. But I tell you what, man, I'm liking this line, man. Yep.
I can't wait to see what the line can do for the quarterback position. It's going to make the job a hell of a lot easier. But I'm sure that Kessler could do a better job if he has better defenders in front of him. Now, Kevin Hogan we saw last year, too, and I loved him. He did some fakes that would fake the camera guy. I mean, he was just all over the place and hell of a runner.
Yeah, I say you could keep him on special teams and let him tackle. This kid, I love that, what he did last year. I hope they really give him a chance. I mean,
yeah, he deserves it.
He could shine, man.
Every quarterback we have deserves a chance. Every one of them. You know, they're all great athletes. We all know them very well. They all have a great chance. However, tonight, I want to see DeShone Kizer be the best.
You want to see him be the best?
I want to see him be the best, and I think he's going to be the best.
Because it wouldn't hurt, you know, Osweiler to have a great game.
It wouldn't. You know, he's got the height. He's got the height, and he's got the accuracy. Yeah. So I'm not surprised that he didn't get the starter position. I'm not surprised about that at all. I figured that he would have. But knowing what DeShone Kizer's done, knowing how hard he's worked, and seeing what he could do in training camp, I'm on his side. I want to see him do some stuff.
Yeah, me too.
So that's what I think, and I agree with you on the final. Yeah, I would say probably about a 24-21 us kind of game. I don't see it being so high scored. You know, no. We have a great defense. Yeah. We have a great offense, but we know how the Saints are.
Well, you just don't know until they put the backups in.
I mean, we won't know.
But you want your first teamers to shine. You want to see a defensive hold. You want to see a offensive score. I mean, you want to see the starters anyway. You want to see the first teamers play great ball.
That's right. So, time for the question of the game.
Question of the game.
Now, we don't know who's going to be, you know, receiving first or any of that yet. But who's going to score first tonight?
It's hard to say.
I know.
I say the Browns score first tonight.
That would be cool.
And our defense is probably so revamped, we get a shutout. They don't even score. Okay, I'm dreaming here.
We're all dreaming. But I would like to see them score first. I think they can.
I
think they can.
I know they can. I mean, they're doing something here in camp. I mean, come on. We got to revamp this year. We got to revamp last year. You know what I mean? We got to rekindle.
Rekindle. We need to rekindle.
Rekindle. We need to restart the fire. Refire.
We need to reform.
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 We need
yes.
to put the tune-up on the old caddy and drive that blanky blank down the road.
Okay. Well, that being said, okay, another question of the game. running backs. Okay, running backs we see right now. We know Crowell starting.
He'll probably play a few reps. I don't see him playing a whole lot.
Crow,
Duke the same. You gotta keep him. I say let them both play a little bit and then feed that days.
Yeah,
feed him for three quarters. Now, two quarters.
We may have forgot about Matt Days, which we're sorry, Matt Days.
Sorry, Matt.
We're sorry. We forgot.
We thought your name was like Miles.
We're like, you know, we're human and we forget shit. So we're sorry.
Sorry, Matt.
However, take a look at Matt Days on YouTube and see what he did in, what was North Carolina State.
Yeah.
See what he did. He's actually...
set some records, man.
He's actually pretty cool. He can do some stuff. I see him being a big aspect of the game. And I'm surprised that they have Dookie in that running back position because, like we talked about last podcast, they wanted to see him in the main slot and receiving.
Yeah.
They wanted to make him a receiver.
And I bet if he doesn't start, you know, after a couple reps, he'll definitely be probably wide.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he'll catch the ball out of the backfield.
Yeah.
And I think he's a great blocker, too, man. So he'll be back here popping some.
Duke can just do anything.
Popping them.
Yeah. Popping them.
Just pop them.
Just popping them. Pop them.
He's like, I'm here to pop you.
I'm here to pop. You're going to get popped, son.
I'm going
to
pop your blank blank.
Yeah. Look at you.
That didn't sound right. But he's going to pop.
He's going to pop. He's like a popcorn kernel, man. He's popping it.
He's popping it like a, yeah.
Like a pop. And then for returns and everything, we got Jabril Peppers.
The Wolverine.
So, we saw what he did in Michigan.
Yeah.
I like Jabril Peppers. I like seeing him do returns.
I'd like him more, you know, being a big Buckeye fan. You really, you know, it don't mean nothing now since he's on your team.
Yeah. But you still hate him.
Yeah, you still
hate him. Like, I hate you, you dick. But however, I love you now.
Run that ball and catch that ball and steal the ball and tackle and run and do something.
Even though I have extreme amounts of hatred for your ass.
Yes.
You know, hey.
It's going to take me a long time to like you.
I love Jabril Peppers. I mean, he's
all jokes aside, I got this kid's going to make an impact.
He's going
to
make a big impact.
And, you know, I like to see him play a little defense more than special teams, but I don't know how they're going to. I don't know how they're going to work it out, man.
I don't know, but I mean, we'll see. I mean, it's only the first game of the preseason. We still have three more games to go. We're just excited. We're really excited to see what's going to happen and where these players are going to shift. We're also excited to see. So we'll figure it out, man.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Would you like to talk about anything else?
You know. The special teams to me is important. Mm-hmm. Cody Parquet, he started playing some pretty good ball towards the end, but he missed some very important kicks. Yep. So I really got faith in the special teamer, Zane Gonzalez.
Yeah, I mean, the kicker we had.
I mean, he won the Lou Toza, Lou Joza, the
stop
the,
it, bro.
The toe,
just stop it, bro. Stop it, bro.
He won the Lou Groza Award.
He won an award.
Yeah, he won the... The Lou Groza Award, and you know Lou, a famous Brown, a kicker, and that's when he had to play offensive line. So here's a guy who played offensive line, and he kicks. So, you know, these kids today got it made, man.
Yeah.
So all they got to do is go over there and wear that little boot and wait for him to come on and do a kick. And I hate that.
But he won an award.
I would love to see a position player be your kicker.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean,
those days are over.
I mean, I was very surprised that we drafted a kicker. I mean, I think...
Yeah, I mean, because we probably would have been able to pick him up in free agency. But they must have seen something. I mean, you might as well get the Lou Groza, yeah.
Okay.
You might as well get the award guy.
The award guy. I am so glad we got the award
guy. Hey, award guy.
Hey, Tim.
Zane, the award Gonzalez.
That's right.
We love you, Zane.
We love you, Zane.
Just kick the ball, Zane.
Kick the freaking ball, Zane.
I might as well just be true. I won't park you off this team. I don't think... I think he's a bum. I think he's a punk. I think... I'm a Zane man.
We're Zane people.
We are Zane folk.
We've never seen Zane kick for us yet, but hey.
We got the Zane.
I have the Zane disease.
Pretty soon it's going to be Zanesville.
Okay. Either way, yeah, I'm with you. Either way, I'd like to see
kick
Zane.
The ball, Zane.
Kick the ball.
Hopefully he plays tonight.
That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah.
I would just like to see all the Rooks play.
I want to see some rookies, man. Shine, Rooks.
Shine. Do it up. That's why you're here. That's why you're here. You're here to make an impact.
Now, do you think the secondary is going to be improved this year? There's some new names in there, man.
Maybe. Just maybe.
Of course, you got little Joe. How long does Joe play until he gets hurt?
I mean,
he steps in a puddle.
So we have a nickname for Joey.
What's her nickname again?
Glass Boy.
Glass Boy.
He's always getting hurt. Joe.
Joe Glassy.
Stop getting hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting hurt constantly.
So did he play? Did he sit out more games than he played last year?
No, I don't think so.
Was he like 8-8 as like a 500? Is playing each game?
Possibly. That would be something to look up.
I know he missed a lot of games, man.
Well, I mean, yeah.
And it seemed like sometimes he would say, what's even wrong with Joe? What's wrong with you, Joe? I think he faked it.
Yeah.
I think he's a faker.
Well, I mean, you start losing so many games in a row, right? You don't win until your second to last week of the season. I mean, that's no reason to fake things. I don't know if he was faking it or not. But, I mean, I guess I can get it. You know, you're embarrassed. But don't be embarrassed of this team. Don't be embarrassed. Try to make it better. Do some of that. And that's why I'm so excited to see some of these new rookies come in here. Because I think they want to make a difference. You know, we need somebody to make a difference for us.
We do.
Or nothing's ever going to change. So, make a difference. Make an impact. Show us what you can do tonight. And what you can do for us the rest of the season.
That's right.
That's right. That's what we need. We need it. You do it.
Do it.
That's what we're paying you.
Do it.
Just do it. So, anything else?
I just want to touch on what goes better with football.
Tasty, tasty brews.
Tasty, tasty brews. And
Tasty Brews.
And we are all for Tasty Brews and football.
You know what? We're also, you know, very for you guys having nice Tasty Brews and everything. And also, join the app Untapped.
Untapped.
And, like, follow us on
follow
there.
Follow us on there
and
now.
TNT Beer Critics.
We won't lie. It's been a little while since we've been on there.
Hey, you know.
But some of the beers that's on there are still in season. And ready to try.
And we have 12 new beers coming on tonight during the game. I mean,
yes.
We're prepared, dude. We got 12 new beers that we're going to be putting on there. Also, follow us on, like, Instagram. At TNT Beer Critics. And maybe, you know, just maybe if you want to, follow us on Facebook at TNT Beer Critics as well. Well, it's actually, you know, TNT Browns Beer Critics. But, you know, just look up Beer Critics. You'll find us. You'll find us. We're there.
We're there for you.
We're there for you, and you know what? We always post links to, you know, the podcast and everything. We want to try to get this show off the ground.
That's right. And drop us a line anytime, buzz us, and we will be more than happy to talk.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk to you.
We'll talk football. We'll talk beers. Heck, we'll talk baseball. We'll talk college ball. We love the Buckeyes. Go Bucks! They're in the middle of camp. Heard they're doing really, really good. Not too happy about the prime time start, but hey, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Either way, just contact us. And, you know, let us know what you think. Let us know what you think about the show. You know, comment on some of our stuff. We're posting pictures all the time. You know, again, Instagram, Untapped, Facebook, TNT Beer Critics, and, you know, TNT Browns show as well. We thank you so much for listening to us in our pregame, you know, against the Browns, against the Saints. We're hoping for a W tonight. We're
Let's
excited to see
get
you.
A W.
Let's get a W. Again, thank you all so much. We all hope you have a great day, and go Browns!